So, you know, we're about to receive some very precious wisdom teachings here. When our wisdom grows, so as our wisdom grows, our doubts, so as we'll see, our wisdom about how things actually exist. Okay? As our wisdom grows, our doubts about the existence of pure beings and pure worlds will be dispelled. And as a result, our faith will greatly increase, together with our inspiration and confidence in our spiritual practice. So this is why I was saying this is wisdom nectar. It's like healing nectar. This is going to help us, I think. This, the wisdom we're about to hear, if I get to it, sorry. This is going to help us increase our faith. We need to become deep and unwavering. Okay, so now there are two causes of hallucinations, external and internal. External causes are numerous. For example, our face in front of a mirror is an external cause of hallucination, because when we look into the mirror, there seems to be a real face there. If we shout, "Hello," in a rocky canyon, this is an external cause of hallucination, because the echo appears to be the voice of someone else responding to our greeting. Hello, hello. Taking the drug Datura is an external cause of hallucination, because it makes the whole ground appear to be golden. These types of hallucination help us to understand how things that do not exist can appear to our mind. Okay? Things that do not exist can appear to our mind. So these are just some examples of external causes of hallucination. Now we need to know what is the internal cause of hallucination. Okay, so internally, before I read it, you can make a little think, wait, what's my answer? What's the internal cause of hallucination? The internal cause of hallucination is self-grasping ignorance. Self-grasping ignorance. Remember earlier, Venerable Geshe said, our mind is contaminated by ignorance. That's the source of the impurity. With an impure mind, we have ordinary appearances. Everything seems ordinary. The internal cause of hallucination is self-grasping ignorance. This ignorance makes all phenomena appear to be truly existent or inherently existent, when in fact, they are not. As long as we have strong self-grasping, we do not perceive things the way they are. Therefore, we need to consider, if I cannot see living examples of enlightened beings right now, that does not prove anything, because I cannot expect to see Buddhas until I've purified my mind. For example, if the surface of a pond is covered with scum, it cannot reflect the moon, even when the moon is full and shining, straight above it. But as soon as the scum is removed, the moon's reflection is bright and clear. In a similar way, although Buddhas are everywhere, directly in front of us, at our crown, at our heart, we are prevented from seeing them by the obstructions within our mind. Okay, so our contaminated mind, our mind contaminated by self-grasping, we just see things as ordinary, impure. So we have obstructions to seeing Buddhas. In reality, Buddha's emanations are everywhere. To understand this further, we can meditate on the view of the Chittamatra system, according to which no objects exist external to the mind, and all objects that appear to the mind are the nature of the mind itself. According to this view, appearances to the minds of ordinary beings are not reliable, certain, or true, because external objects appear to their minds, and such objects do not exist. In Tantric Grounds and Paths, in Venerable Geshe's book, he quotes Buddha Shakyamuni from the sutras, saying, "External objects do not exist. Mind appears as various things, such as bodies, enjoyments, and places. I explain these as only mind," Buddha Shakyamuni said. "External objects do not exist. Mind appears as various things, such as bodies, enjoyments, and places. I explain these as only mind." Only mind means that everything is just a manifestation of mind. Master Saraha said, "All phenomena are manifestations of the continually abiding mind, or root mind. They arise from that mind just as waves arise from an ocean." So we know that because of the wind blowing, waves arise on the ocean. And in a similar way, due to the winds of our karma, wave-like appearances arise on the ocean of our root mind. Again, the Summer Festival 2003, extraordinary. Venerable Geshe said, "So the conclusion of Mahamudra meditation is, all that we perceive are waves of our consciousness. All that we perceive are waves of our consciousness. They exist as mere appearance to the mind, mere aspect of mind." This is almost the same as saying they are mind, but not quite. Then Venerable Geshe said, "They are not separate from the mind. They are the nature of the mind itself." He said they are almost mind. Almost mind. Of course, for example, this microphone that appears to our mind, we can't say it is mind, because only mind functions to perceive, understand, remember objects, impute objects, and so forth. The microphone has no power to do this. But Venerable Geshe said, it's almost mind. What is appearing to our mind is an aspect of our mind, almost mind. Whatever appears to our mind is the nature of the mind itself, like waves on the ocean.